This listener essay by Elisa Meredith is entitled The Object of My Affection.
I am possessed of a delicious secret. In meetings, in traffic, I lose myself in a reverie of sensuous anticipation. I confess a crush that preoccupies me and involves a surprising amount of kissing. I visit the object of my affection at night after the heat of the day has passed, sometimes returning early in the morning after having gone home to sleep in my marital bed. I am both shy and shameless. My touch is gentle and my declarations bold. My love is a garden, ever changing, and I do not mean this metaphorically. I am in love with my vegetable garden, and I dare to speak its name. My organic garden is one of many in the side yard of our synagogue, not far from the cherry trees, basking each day in full sun. Sometimes when I slip away to water, I encounter my fellow gardeners engaged in rendezvous of their own. But more often, I am alone, the grass wet beneath my bare feet. I had always heard stories of other people's vegetable trysts, the ecstasies, the disappointments. I had read in high school the poem To His Coy Mistress, in which Andrew Marvell declares, "My vegetable love should grow vaster than empires and more slow." Slowly the shoots thrust through the soil, the tendrils twine around each other in a slow dance. I kiss the kale. I do. I ruffle the curly leaves of the green kale, stroke the flat spears of the Jacinto kale, and murmur encouragement to the purple Russian kale. I peek beneath the leaves of the pepper plants to admire the impossible miniature fruit. I coax the nasturtiums to trail their blossoms wantonly over the edge of the raised bed. My heart, weary from the workday, lifts at the vision of snow peas, cosmos, Swiss chard, lavender, dill, cucumbers, and gazinia. My fingertips caress the ruby lettuce, the basil, the arugula. In the warmth of the late afternoon, insects hum their courting songs. The vegetables ripen. They are full and heavy in my hand. The sun moves across the sky, dips behind the trees, and the moonflower blossoms begin to unfurl. My love grows the more freely I share it. On Shabbat, I plant flowers in other gardeners' plots. After Torah study, I tuck lettuce leaves like frilly handkerchiefs into friends' shirt pockets. Over time, my love will become less intoxicating as I become more sure of myself, more skilled, more able to take my garden for granted. But I hope always to remember our first dizzying summer and to find reminders of the newness of vegetable discovery throughout all the years to come.
I'm going to be round my vegetables. I'm going to chow down my vegetables. I love you most of all, my favorite vegetable.
Elisa Meredith is a counselor and writer. She can be found with pen and notebook in various independent coffee houses throughout the capital region. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.
I jump up and down and hope you toss me a carrot. I'm gonna keep well my vegetables, cart off and sell my vegetables. I love you most of all, my favorite vegetable.